to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al, where we bring one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members onto the radio show, and we get inside of their heads. We find out, you know, what caused them to get themselves retired, or what caused them to step away from that 401k, or what caused them to do the things that they're doing now, because the things that they're doing now are not the things that society told them to do. So how could they be so prosperous? How could they be doing so well? Well, these are the questions we seek and we find answers to on Tell Al Tuesdays. And today is no different day. I'll tell you what, I've got a guest on today. He's got a story that could probably blow your socks off. Now, this gentleman he currently owns somewhere in the neighborhood of, 4,400 units of real estate. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited about 5 years ago, and he had a goal, and that goal was to retire himself in 5 years or less. Well, according to his sheet, he says that he is going to retire himself in June of 2020. Now, I'm sure coronavirus had a little bit of an impact on that, but we're going to find out for sure, because you have a need to know. So on today's show, let me bring Mark on. Mark, are you there?
I'm here, Al. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
So did I get it right? I mean, are you really on the verge of retiring right now?
I am retiring. I've built up a portfolio with the cash flow needed and the assets that will move me forward for the rest of my my life.
What does that feel like?
Al, it is a huge relief. I would look at my 401k all the time and go, gosh, it's up, gosh, it's down. And every time the market moved, you'd worry about it and you'd think, boy, I don't know if I'm going to get there or not. And am I going to outlive my 401k? But it's a different deal with owning assets in real estate.
So let me ask the question. 5 years ago, when you stepped up to the plate literally and decided, okay, I'm in, I'm going to do this Lifestyles Unlimited thing, did you really think that you would be where you're at now 5 years ago?
I did not. I was, I knew real estate was good. I didn't really know how to organize it and when to buy, when to sell, and really build that portfolio that provides that cash flow. And just over time, networking with all the members and talking to the mentors, they all shared how they were tracking, how they were setting their goals. And I just learned from that. I was a sponge. I still am a sponge for all that information.
So I got to take you back, 5 years ago when you were on whatever map you were on. What was life like for you back then? I mean, what was the retirement dream like? What age did you think you were going to retire? And how did Lifestyles come about and just shatter all of that for you?
I was really on a path to, early 60s. I had a pretty good savings. It just wasn't growing fast enough. And it didn't feel like I was going to get there, through traditional stock market investing and traditional 401k. And it just didn't feel like, hitting those goals. And I felt like I couldn't control that time frame either. It was just a grind to get there is what it felt like.
Yeah, and I know you know what the grind feels like because you were in the Navy for a little while. You spent some time in a little place called Annapolis, I understand, and got a pretty darn good education out of it. So when you finished Annapolis and you had your degree, what did the career path look like for you back then?
Well, I was stationed out of San Diego. I was on a little frigate and, started with the Navy, didn't really have, too much thought as far as how long I would stay in. I learned great skills, management skills, how to timelines, how to hit, you know, certain goals. And then really I made that decision probably about halfway through my time there that I wanted to move more into the business realm and, you know, decided that I would get out. So my trajectory was really then going to corporate America and move into management, move up the ladder.
So you're doing exactly what society told you to do, which is exactly what society told me to do. You know, go to school, get good grades, get into, you know, a good job, then continue to move up that corporate ladder, you know, pushing your way up, shoving your way up, however way you can get up to that corporate ladder. And amazingly, I know that you're not in your 60s right now and you're effectively retired. I mean, that's, I've got to go back to that point, Mark, because that is got to be such a refreshing feeling.
Absolutely. I started feeling the stress lift after I invested passively 2 years into lifestyles and just saw how the cash flows work and how, you know, it started building up my net worth and tracking my net worth and knowing that that would generate additional. It was like having two of me, you know, the assets were earning what I was making in my corporate job. And I just saw that growing and it just gave me such a, you know, sense of relief and less stress in life.
Well, I'll tell you what, less stress in life, that is resonating with our listeners right now. They're wanting to know how they can manage with less stress in their life. They want to know how that they can get off of this roller coaster ride that we call retirement, this thing that society sets us up with, you know, from really the very beginning. I know you heard it. I know I heard it. We were all taught at an early age to do the things that society tells you to do, because that was the only path that's going to get you to retirement. And then, like Mark found out, like I found out, like the 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited found out, it's a lie. It's just a bold-faced lie. There is a better way to retirement. And I'll tell you what, Mark has found it. Not only did he find it, he achieved it. And not only achieved it, he mastered it. And now he's helping others do the same. And when we come back, we're going to get inside the mind of Mark right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
And today I'm going to ask all the questions and Mark's going to give us all the answers, because what we want to find out is how he was able to become financially free, not only financially free, but retired and focused on living the lifestyle in a five-year period of time. You know, that seems like a long time for a lot of you out there, but I would tell you this, 5 years isn't a long time if you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it hasn't gotten you closer to the result that you're trying to achieve. In this case, we're talking about retirement, and you know, I know for a fact, Mark was on the same treadmill that most of us are on, or were on, I should say. Most of you are still on that treadmill, you know, which is go to school, get a good job, get a good retirement pension or a retirement plan or a whatever the junk drawer flavor of the day is. Your company would provide you that, as well as, you know, you get pay and you get certain bonuses maybe here and there. And of course, they would keep sweetening the pot by maybe giving you a promotion, which gets you a little more pay. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. Mark, were you on that kind of roller coaster?
I absolutely was, Al. And on top of those promotions, I was moving my family around the country. After a few of those, it just became too much. You know, the money wasn't worth it. The hassle to reestablish in a new city wasn't worth it. And I really just had to get focused on what I needed to do to get to a better spot. And it really all changed when I joined in 2015.
So you listened to us on the radio, or you found us somehow, maybe through the internet. It doesn't matter how you found us. The point is you found us. So you become a member, and the first thing you do that all of us do is we go to that two-day financial freedom seminar. Can you recall what that was like for you to go through that two-day experience?
Yeah, that two-day class, I took a lot of business classes, and you're just learning a lot of theory. You go to that two-day class and you learn both the theory, the math, and the practicality of how to execute. And I'll tell you, that was the best 2 days of education probably I've received in my entire career. It just really laid out a map for you and gave you, the direction to go and how to do it.
Yeah, I found that to be the exact same experience. Now, I went at a different time than you did, in a different place than you did, and I got the same quality education. So it tells me that the map is pure, the map is correct, and, what really matters is that you have to get on the map. And what I mean by get on the map is get on the correct map, because, I don't know, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you and I followed a very similar pattern. We read some books. We thought we kind of knew what we were doing. We kind of dabbled around in real estate for a while. What was that like for you in the beginning before you even found us?
Yeah, in the beginning, I didn't know other investors except for a few friends. They had a rental house here and there, and we'd share some stories, and just never had that practical guidance. I probably read 5-6 books on real estate. I saw some tax advantages. I read books on how to operate them. But, the whole pattern of how to acquire and when to sell, I never really saw that. And I didn't know anyone who knew how to do that. And that was the difference.
Yeah, I had that exact same experience. I was following a real estate map that led me absolutely nowhere, and I know that you were on that same road as I was. So you get to the 2 day, you're going through all the training, you're finally, asking yourself, where was all this practical information when I was going through school, which is exactly what I asked myself. What was it in that 2 day financial freedom seminar that really just made you sit back in your chair and go, holy smokes, that is the holy grail right there?
I could go through a half dozen different points, but for me personally, just focusing on that cash flow, buying the right properties that, deploying your capital, buying an asset that cash flows and looking and tracking how it replaces your income. And to me, that was the biggest eye opener.
What about the concept of single family versus multifamily? Did you see, a pattern start to develop for you? Were you going to go down that single family road? Were you going to go down the multifamily road? How did it all start shaping up in your mind?
Yeah, so when I went to the first day on the Saturday, it was all about single family. And I was so energized after that. I thought, wow, this is great. I went home that night, told my wife, I go, I think we're going to go buy 30 houses. And then woke up the next morning, went to the Sunday portion, which is the multifamily. And wow, it just really opened my eyes. I didn't know anything about multifamily, but I thought, wow, I'm going to sit through this and see what I learn. And by the end of that day, just understanding how to acquire an apartment, how to value it, you can actually drive the value of it through the net operating income, and learning how that works and all the advantages to that, getting that forced appreciation after that Sunday class, just the switch went the other way. And I thought, wow, no more single family. I am all in on multifamily, and really just started exploring that direction.
So how did you start? I mean, you got through the 2 day, you're multifamily focused. What's the first thing you did? Did you go out and buy a multifamily community? Did you invest in one? What was the path that you decided to follow?
So really, this is the best part of Lifestyles. It was going into just networking with other members in Dallas. And there's so many events. I mean, it seems like there's at least one or two every week, but just going on road trips, getting to know leads and other passive members, and doing case studies and just networking and asking those questions both to leads and to passives, and understanding what they were doing, how they were approaching it. And I just started collecting all that data, applying it to the roadmap, and then created my own personal goals towards that and started deploying capital right away as a passive member.
So how long did it take you to get into your first deal?
It takes a few months. It's a long-term game, but I joined as a preferred member in May, and by September I was in my first two deals. And I think within the first year I was probably in six or seven deals. So I moved as quickly as possible. I had to sell my single-family houses and move some of my 401k over. And then also some other investments I had. But I focused on those first few months, becoming liquid and deploying that capital into multifamily deals.
Interesting. So you liquidated some holdings that you had, and you went ahead and you touched that sacred 401k. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Mark exactly what that felt like, touching that sacred cow, that thing that society told him, well, you can't touch that because that's your whole life is wrapped up in that 401k. Well, it is, but for only as long as you let it be. And we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Let me set the stage for you. So my guest, Mark, in 2004, he bought his first single-family residential income-producing property. And, he was reading some books and things, and the books were teaching him certain aspects of the business. They just weren't providing him the whole blueprint, the whole map to financial freedom. So, he kind of went along through life, stumbling along like we do, and then he stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited in 2015. Well, he came on board, he listened to what we had to teach him, and he embraced it. He embraced it extremely well, to the point where he got active as far as investing. He basically took the bull by the horns and moved that thing right to water and made it drink. And I'll tell you what, he's had an incredible road trip, no pun intended. Well, every pun intended. For those of you that are frequent listeners, you know about our road trips and things like that. But I think the point that I really want to make in this segment, Mark, is I want to talk a little bit about, where did that money come from? How did you finance those first couple of deals?
Sure. So I had some cash investments, and so that portion was deployed pretty rapidly because I already had that in, stocks and mutual funds. I had actually left my previous company 15 years, so I had a pretty large chunk of retirement funds there. And I really took that, I spaced it out and cashed out some of them, put them into deals. And then there's some other ways as far as setting up self-directed IRAs that you can use that money to invest in properties as well. And, Lifestyles vendors have those vendors that can help you set that up and actually keep it in a retirement and invest passively. And then I had money tied up in some single family homes. And, one of the first things I looked at, or I learned actually after taking the 2 day was how to evaluate that return on equity in those single family homes. And, three of the five I had at the time, they were ready to be sold or cash out refi because I wasn't getting that return on that equity that was in there. So I liquidated those and moved that into passive deals with multifamily. So really it was those three sources. And I just moved as quickly as I could and as smartly as I could, to minimize any tax implications.
Were you nervous when you started liquidating all this stuff?
A little bit, but once I got going, I knew it was the right path and had confidence. And the reason I had that confidence was talking to other members who who are already doing it. And as the more and more I learned about it and the more people I met, I realized that, hey, this is a real deal. And once I understood that, I really laid out that map and didn't hesitate. I just went forward with my plan to, you know, liquidate as much as possible and get as much capital deployed as I could, as quickly as I could.
So how long did it take you before you ran out of money?
So it passive investing is addictive. I will say that. I probably did my first 10 deals and ran out, but it did take some time to, you know, get everything liquidated. And then at that point, you know, the leads I was invested with started coming out with their next deal, and I just had to tell them that, hey, I'm fully deployed. I really want to get in, but, you know, I'm my cash is working for me. It's already tied up in, you know, the deal you're doing now and other lead deals.
Were you just kind of stuck? I mean, did you get to that point where everything is just completely deployed and you're kind of sitting on your hands?
There was a slight pause, like maybe a few months, but the beauty of what they teach you in lifestyles for the lead is to, if you're able to, you know, hit target goals, you always want to keep your equity, monitor that return on your equity. And what the lifestyles lead do is they do a cash out refi, or they take a supplemental loan from a property, or they sell, and that way you quickly can redeploy the capital from that initial deal. So the cycle occurred after 2 to 3 years, all this money started coming back, and then it created that snowball effect where I could redeploy that into the next deal. And once that started going, the timing, just a deal was constantly being, you know, cashed out or sold, and then I can move that to the next deal, and it just created that snowball effect.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the numbers that you provided me. You know, one deal is an 18 unit sold in, you know, 2 years later, 83% return in over a year. Here's another one, 21 units with a 207% return. Here's a 58 unit with 195% return. There's two more that are bigger units with 85 and 50% respectively. I would tell you that is pretty good information. It's really good results, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I would say even looking at my worst investment, it was a good investment. And it was, maybe if I had picked a few stocks in the market, I may have, you know, beat those returns. But these are safe investments. And the majority of them, you get cash flow along the way. And then when it sells, you, you know, reap the full appreciation of the value of the property. So I've been very happy. And when your worst deal returns, you know, 50% after 2.5, 3 years, that's not so bad.
Yeah, you know, I would take that over the, you know, 7 to 8% that the stock market is supposed to return to you on a yearly basis.
Absolutely. And again, real estate is it's a long term game. You're not in and out, you know, flipping. You're going in to have a business plan, execute that plan, you know, get some cash flows along the way, which paying your bills. And then when that time comes to cash out refi or sell the property, you know, you've just doubled your money, and you just keep that pattern going, and it just builds on itself. And it's, it really gives you confidence that going into retirement, you can maintain that, and you're not just trying to squirrel away money into a 401k and then watch it go down when you retire.
Now, do you protect your investment capital? In other words, do you when it comes back to you, do you consider it sacred and it doesn't get spent anywhere, or do you peel a little bit off for yourself and leave the rest?
For the most part, I treat it as sacred. I'll allow up to 10% to maybe do some home improvement projects, or, you know, just buy a new vehicle, things like that. But I really try and take, you know, 90% of it and redeploy it, and just stay disciplined on moving that money forward.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you've been very successful at that. I mean, 17 passive deals done to date. But that didn't stop you from changing your direction in investing. You got the bug and decided you were going to go take on a lead project?
Yes, I didn't start passive investing with that in mind, but the more passive investing I did, the more road trips I went on, I wanted to learn more and just realize that as a lead, that's how I'm going to do it, understanding the financing, the operations to the next level. And that's what really enticed me to take on that lead role. I couldn't have done it alone. There's no way. The team I had around me and kind of following those who had already been there was what allowed me to have the confidence to make that happen. Because it's overwhelming, the amount of moving parts from when you find that property to closing on it to operating it. It takes quite a few people to make that happen. And having those mentors to help you and having other members help you, it's just invaluable. You can't put a price tag on it.
Yeah, I guarantee he's absolutely right. Hey, Mark, we're getting ready to go to break, and what I'd like to do for the audience is give them an opportunity to attend one of our virtual case studies. We've got one coming up in about, less than 2 weeks. And if you would like to attend, send me an email at askal@luinc.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, it's Tell Al Tuesday. I have Mark on, and Mark is a member. He's been a member for, about 5 years plus now. But the one thing that we haven't really fully disclosed to you is this. Mark has been asked to join the Lifestyles Unlimited team to serve in the role as a multifamily mentor. Now, I'll tell you what, that's a pretty big deal because not just anybody gets asked to take that journey. And to be honest with you, if you're going to take that journey, there's a lot of responsibilities that come with it. Now, Mark has proven himself to be a very savvy investor. He is definitely taking the bull by the horns when it comes to following the Lifestyles Unlimited map to fruition. He's managed to get himself retired. He's got, 17 deals done under his belt. He's got a couple of lead deals that he is currently involved with as basically a syndicated investor. So he has been all around the horn, and it's a guy like this that makes such the perfect candidate to be a mentor because he's able to bring all aspects of the investing environment that we operate within together. So Mark, what's it like to be the newest multifamily mentor on the team?
Well, I'll tell you, Al, I agree with you. It's a big responsibility, and I take it seriously, and being with other members and just being in the whole real estate market and deep in that and learning to the next level, the best way really to learn something, and become the ultimate expert is to teach others. So I'm looking forward to that piece. And, in my corporate job, I've done a lot of mentoring there. I've mentored some veterans, which I, plan on continuing to do. And, just as a regular member, I've helped mentor new investors. And I'll tell you, that satisfaction of helping others, and, I believe in the concept of the more people you help will get you, the things that you want. I fully believe in that. And so, I'm 100% in. I'm very excited to do the role and hope I can help others. you know, continue to achieve their goals. And to me, that's, you know, the ultimate satisfaction.
Yeah, that is, you definitely have your feet firmly grounded underneath you, because as soon as you said, when I can help other people, man, you had me at I can help. I think that's exactly what our mentors do, is they go, you know, I would say beyond the call of duty in a certain aspect to make sure that they're helping our members become successful investors in their own right. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, Mark has walked the path before I walked it. And the neat thing about somebody like Mark doing that is they turn around and they send signals back to show you that you're proceeding along the correct path. They're helping you to obtain the same things that they were able to obtain. You know, I'll be very honest about it. Mark's got 17 deals under his belt as a passive investor. I've got four. I've got a long ways to go to catch up to him. But you know what? It's not a race, and it's not a competition. It's really just me recognizing the fact that he has done well and asking for an assist. And you know what? Him turning around and saying, "Here's my hand, brother. I got you." Am I on track, or am I like way off in la la land?
Al, you are spot on. And the beauty is, where I'm at, there are a ton of members that are well beyond where I'm at in the journey. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, developing more of those relationships and asking them, okay, how do you get to the next level? And again, they're willing to help. And I've really never had an experience in the group where someone said, "No, I don't have time." It's a continuum, and there's always someone that you can look up to on the ladder that's going to help you and help show you what's the next step in the path. And that's what's ultimately very exciting.
Talk to me a little bit about your concept of legacy, or the concept of giving back to those you love. How does real estate fit into all of that?
So I've got two daughters, 12 and 15, Scarlett and Layla, and my oldest has expressed some interest, and she actually, you know, starting to ask questions. I really would, you know, if she's got that initiative and desire, I will, you know, continue the path that I'm on and pass that on to my kids so that they can understand it and learn it as well. And from a legacy standpoint, you know, my goal is really just develop a path for my family, and, you know, that financial security, you know, when I move on and they're all set, and, you know, I want them to earn it, but they also need to apply themselves. And I think this is a great model. Even if they don't do real estate full time, it's a great model for them to learn how to use their assets that they have and create that cash flow and financial security as they have their own family.
What's the market doing right now? I mean, when I say the market, I'm kind of talking about, you know, what are you seeing in the ebbs and tides of what's going on? I mean, we've been dealing with coronavirus, but we've also been dealing with, you know, a residential income producing market that has not really softened a lot. What is your take on that?
Well, I'm trying to look at this more long term. Certainly coronavirus has affected the economy, and you know, hopefully it just is a blip in the radar when we turn around 5 years from now. But, you know, looking at Phoenix itself, the fundamentals and momentum are so strong. I mean, Maricopa County, which has where Phoenix is at, it's been the fastest growing county the last 3 years in a row. Phoenix is, you know, top one, two, or three almost every month for job growth, well above the national average. And just all that momentum as things open back up is, you know, I expect to continue. And I'm just looking at that, you know, 2 to 3 years down the road and not getting too concerned with the short term. You got to keep your eye on it for sure. But, you know, the properties I have are doing very well. And I think residents are feeling that we're taking care of them and we're all going to get through this together and, you know, continue to keep the momentum, you know, with the properties.
You know, one of the things that we like to talk about a lot on this show is the building of your team. So you couldn't have done this by yourself. You had to have people supporting you. What was it like going from a fledgling, I want to be a real estate investor kind of mindset, into a mindset of somebody who actually is employing members of his team in order to move forward?
Boy, boy, you hit on a big point. Real estate is a team effort, and you know, not only within Lifestyles, the mentors, the operations consultants, Lifestyles also helps build that. We have a vendor program where you've got you know, vendors that understand what we're trying to accomplish, especially on the finance side, and pretty much anything along contractor side and any element that touches real estate. So building that team is invaluable, and you know, having them all moving in the right direction is really the key. And you know, that's part of the journey, is understanding who those members are and developing those relationships.
Now, you're a results oriented guy. I mean, I've quickly picked that up just talking to you over the past less than an hour. What would you say about somebody sitting down and creating the right goals for themselves in order to do real estate?
You have to initially figure out where you're at, what's your net worth, what's your liquidity, and then figure out, you know, what's the best way to deploy that. Is it single family? Is it multifamily? And then start setting those goals and stick to them. And really, it comes from working with mentors, the operations consultants, and other members, and sticking to what your goals are, and, you know, space it out, get that 5-year horizon, and figure out where you need to be each year, and make sure you stay on that path. And you can get there. Believe me, it works. The roadmap works.
So I've got the big glaring question to ask, and I'll just hit you with it right now with, you know, a minute left in the show. Why should someone do this?
Boy, I could probably talk for 10 minutes on it, but for me, it created a financial security. It created a legacy for, you know, my family, and it gives you that confidence that, you know, your money's constantly working for you, and even when you're not there, your money's there helping to create that cash flow. And that's really the important thing as far as getting that financial security towards retirement.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. It's, you know, everything you said, to be honest with you, it's all correct. It's all designed to help you get to where you need to go. And if you're on society's roadmap to nowhere, I'll be the first one to admit, I've been there, I've done that, I don't want to do that anymore. What we'd like to do, Mark and I would like to invite you to be a guest at one of our upcoming case studies. And to get access to that case study, all you have to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and we'll get you taken care of. And Mark, I want to say thank you very much for being on the show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.